Hello and welcome to another episode of Chatty Kathy. This is Kathy Prohoroff, and in today's episode, I want to talk to you about habits. Now, we all have them. We have some habits that are helping us and some that aren't really doing much for us at all. And some just probably don't matter either way. But I want you to look at the habits that might be holding you back, that are keeping you from pursuing your best goals, results, life, things that you struggle with, and what it actually means in the long run. And in this topic of today's episode, I want to break it down into areas that can sabotage us. So say, for example, you have had issues with binge eating because of diets, or maybe turning to alcohol or some other form of substance to help deal with an issue or struggle or a discomfort. Or maybe it's just a habit of not wanting to do much and procrastinating on your goals and just sitting and watching TV when you know you should be doing something to benefit your life or your health or whatever goal you're working to achieve. So in looking at the areas of your life that you currently struggle at, what are those things? And I want to break these down, because when I used to struggle with many of these negative things. I had many issues with binge eating, and then I would turn to a diet. And then procrastination was another issue that I struggled with. I would have all these plans and goals, and I'd start things and I'd feel good about that, projects and whatever it is that I wanted to accomplish in my life. And I'd get to a certain point and I would just stop, and I would give myself excuses. I'd get busy doing menial tasks that never led me anywhere. And then I would obviously fall out of love with trying to achieve that goal because I thought it wasn't within my capabilities, where it was just me procrastinating. And so I had to look deeper. Why am I having these binge eating episodes? Why am I turning to these behaviors or procrastination and just kind of going numb? And for these examples in, you know, in the best description that I can make, they are just all brain numbing. You know, they numb our mind, whether it's substance or food or just, you know, numbing out to TV or social media. Nowadays, that's an easy fix. We are just mind numbing ourselves. And instead of beating ourselves up, because this is what I had done for years, is beat myself up. So for an example of what I would do, is I would, enter a phase where I was unhappy with my body, and I would go into a new diet or a program, promising the whole time at the beginning that I was motivated to finish this one and I was going to get the results that I wanted. And so I would follow the extreme methods that I had searched out for and stuck on that program as long as I could, until I would go into this place of utter just, you know, deprivation of needing more than that restriction. So I'd go into this almost out of mind type of binges. And, you know, for those of you who have struggled with binge eating, you understand what that feels like. It's almost like you are no longer in control of yourself. You're just out of control. You know, the refrigerator, the pantry door gets flung open and you just start shoveling in food, hoping that nobody walks by, but sometimes really not even caring, you know, depending on how deep you are in pain. So what I want to bring to your attention is something very different than most likely you've thought or heard before. Because for me, this is what I would hear is, oh my gosh, you binged, you really didn't want it, or you really didn't have the willpower, or you really weren't motivated, or you weren't strong enough, or whatever it was that was meant to make me feel bad. And obviously, I felt bad. And in me feeling bad, what did it do? Well, obviously, it made me go and want to eat more, or try to sabotage my efforts, or not be willing to start again, because I felt that I was at an all-time low. And I would go downward on the downward spiral very quickly, until again, I got to the point where I couldn't handle it anymore. Maybe I saw a higher number on the scale, or I would look in the mirror and I would just hate who was looking back at me. And so I would follow this same cycle of start another deprivational plan and repeat these practices. Now, very different than what I usually talk about today. I am not even talking about the diet plan. I'm talking about any bad patterns that we get stuck in. and how to actually switch this. If you have a habit that you keep falling into, whether it's sitting on the couch when you should be doing things, whether it's having too many glasses of wine or alcohol when you get home from work because you just can't handle life, whether it's binge eating because you're trying so hard to keep everything going and get into the best shape of your life, whether it's something else altogether, the fact of the matter is that you're not a screw up. And we believe that in some way we are a screw up. We think that is our weaker side. And now I want to bring something to your attention that might be a little bit shocking. Maybe you've considered this before. Most likely not. For many of us, we haven't considered this flip side of the story on the fact that it's actually in our favor. Now, you're thinking, what? You're telling me that it's in my favor to go and overeat and mind numb and procrastinate from something or drink too much or take some, pills or whatever it is that's keeping me stuck. You're telling me that's in my favor. Well, yes and no. Now, here's where I'm going to break it down for you, because obviously that's not helping us. Obviously, we don't want to continue on habits that are moving us away from really the joy and the long-term health and wellness that we do aspire for. So let me just explain what I mean when I say it's in our best, it's for our benefit because there is an issue. Now, I want you to consider that bad habit. I want you to just think about it right now. What is yours? So I want you to write it down. Again, writing it down just helps bringing it more into reality instead of just thinking it. Writing it down, just it's like that connection, mind, and then that pen and paper. And once you have it written down, I want you to just look at it. You know, and if you're driving, obviously you can't write this down, but I do want you to imagine that you wrote it down. Okay, so you say, for example, when I diet, I continue to binge eat. I'm using this as my example. And when I binge eat, I feel weak. I feel helpless. I feel like a failure. I hate myself. And then I give up because I'm frustrated and I don't know what else to do because that didn't work. And I need to find another way to deprive myself and get into the best shape of my life. So that would be my cycle. And I would continue this way of thinking as a basic understanding. Obviously, there was a lot of depth and, you know, we go through our thoughts and takes more time. But that's really the main idea of where I was stuck. So yours can be, you know, obviously it's more personalized, but most likely it's going to be to some nature that type of a cycle that you keep repeating and you just don't know why. And if you're there, you think, what is wrong with me? I know better. I know that I shouldn't be binge eating. I know that I shouldn't just be opening up and throwing food in my mouth. But in that moment, if you pause, just pause, when you're drinking too many glasses of alcohol or you're eating too much food in a moment's notice without caring, when you are just sitting there on the couch going, I don't care. I don't want to. I don't want to do anything else. Pause yourself in that moment. And in that moment, it's that stop, hold on. That moment is going to give you some clarity on, aside from this thing, if I pause myself from what I'm doing, what I'm reaching for, what I'm doing in this moment, and I look at the flip side, how am I feeling? Because there is a feeling that came before that action. That action is a knee-jerk reaction. It's a knee-jerk reaction to a feeling. And that feeling has stemmed from something in our past. So there's a pain, there's a discomfort, there's something that hurt us or made us feel afraid or uncomfortable. And whether it's in a childlike mind or whether it was something major that happened in our lives, that is true in our mind, deep in our subconscious mind. And so when we get to a point of discomfort or fear, whether it reminds us of that or whether we feel that energy that comes from that from the past, we revert to our knee-jerk reaction and we resort to that habit. So when we're resorting to that habit, you know what we're doing? Obviously, we're resorting to a habit that doesn't help us. But if you're to look at it a little bit deeper, it's actually that past person or that past, you know, whether it's your childlike childhood or your, you know, adulthood, whatever time frame that pain happened, that fear happened in, that deep wound happened in, you're literally giving that past version of you a hug.
Because in the moment, that food or that alcohol or that pill or that not doing anything because I don't want to makes us feel better. And when we feel better, we can survive and we can keep going. And in that moment, it's actually a survival mechanism that we've learned. Now, obviously, it's not helping us, so it's not something that's beneficial. My binge eating obviously wasn't helping me. I felt worse, and I started to tell myself negative things and believe those negative things. But when I flipped it and I realized that I'm trying to soothe myself, I'm trying to take care of myself, and I need to dive deeper into the surface. Most of us stay surface level because it's uncomfortable and we don't want to revisit that time. Who wants to go back in time and look at a time that made us uncomfortable, make us cry, make us feel afraid, make us feel nervous or agitated or anxious? Nobody. We don't want to go back to that. But if we're going back to that time, we can choose to go back to it in a time of healing so that we don't keep having these knee-jerk reactions that are going to continue to keep us stuck because we haven't gone back and healed that pain. That pain's in the past, but our subconscious keeps bringing it back up to the surface when we start to feel some type of that negative, that energy that somehow reminds us of that time. So for me, there was things in my childhood that I wasn't confident. I didn't feel good about myself. I didn't like myself. I thought other people judged me in the same way I was judging myself. And there were issues that, you know, I went through that obviously I felt this need to be perfect, this need to do the best, or I wouldn't be accepted. I wouldn't be loved. And that grew into this feeling of if I can control what I eat and how I look and I look better, then I will be loved and I will be accepted and life will be perfect. So in this roundabout way, I kept turning to diets, really not understanding the fact that every time I would turn to a diet, I would keep putting more and more weight on every time that diet cycle would end. Because obviously, you know, the binge happens, my weight gain would go up, I'd feel worse about myself until I couldn't handle that, and then I'd start over the cycle. So that pattern kept continuing, and over time, I kept putting on a little bit more weight, and a little bit more weight, and a little bit more weight. And I became so frustrated and helpless, and I thought, I don't know, I might as well just quit. Because we get to that point, we think, everything I'm trying to do isn't working. But what we're trying to do is beat ourselves up. What if we looked at it like how I had flipped it? Instead of saying, you're weak, you didn't stay motivated, you didn't stay on top of yourself, you need to do better, do you really want it? You know, all that BS that we hear, you know, in our head, whether we've heard it from outside or whether we hear it inside or both, it's not helping us. So if it's not helping us, what is it doing? It's hurting us. And if we keep turning to these knee-jerk reaction habits, what is that doing over time? It's hurting us. And the more we keep hurting ourselves, the worse we feel. And if we continue to allow this to happen, how are we going to continue to take care of ourselves in the future? The answer is that we're going to continue to feel broken down. And we're going to continue to find either the same knee-jerk reaction habits or new ones and just fall into this pit and not never understand what's wrong with me. Maybe alienate ourselves in some ways. Maybe create more anxiety inside of our bodies. Whatever it is, it becomes a bigger problem than the actual issue. So if we go back in time and we look at this time when we had this episode or an event or whatever it was that happened, and again, if it was something major, a lot of times we might need to go seek therapy because a lot of times we are unable to deal with that on our own. And so I'm just going to pause for a moment and guide you to consider if it's really deep and if you know it's really painful and it's going to cause you a lot of turmoil to revisit that, don't do it alone. Seek out professional help and go get help so that you can have that healing. You wouldn't go perform surgery on yourself, would you? You know, something very deep and problem, you're not going to go perform and cut open an area and perform your own surgery. You're going to go to a doctor, a surgeon, and you're going to go hire somebody to do that for you. So do the same thing if you know that that trauma or that experience is so deep-rooted, you need help. And it's okay. It's actually
so much better to seek out help if you know you need it, because you're only going to free yourself moving forward. And understanding it is a sense of strength and putting yourself at, you know, the biggest priority in seeking out help. It's not a sign of weakness at all. It is a sign of strength, because most people shy away from it because they think, ah, I'm weak. No, we're weak if we continue to break ourselves down in our own mind and in our own bad habits, and nobody else knows why. We don't even really see why, because we're not looking at the truth. So in order to break bad habits, you have to first look at the fact that the bad habit is there to keep you going, right? So it's, in a sense, it's like an internal hug in a bad way, right? It's, I mean, not bad, but nothing's, I don't think, quote unquote, good or bad. It's just depending on what it's doing for you, you know, especially if you're always doing that. That binge eating one time wouldn't have affected me in a negative way. So it wasn't bad in one episode, but the over time constant, you know, repeat obviously created problems. So in my experience, that wasn't helping me. Same thing with other bad habits that we have that keep moving us away from what we really want. Well, then it's most likely going to be a negative habit that we want to change and shift to a positive. So looking at your habit now, whether it's on paper or in your mind, or you've considered the fact that you know exactly what that habit is, do you know why you turn to that? Do you know the deep-rooted issue? Do you know if you need to go seek out therapy, or if you can just sit down and start to journal about a time in your life that you felt that feeling of fear? Where does that come from? Where does it stem from? What do you notice feelings that start to bubble up? Because I started to journal about these issues and my experiences with how I felt and my confidence. And I was always worried about what other people thought and said about me, because I was, again, raised very, you know, in a close-knit family that we were a little bit more sheltered and taken care of. And it was, you know, everybody had a specific role. And my role as the eldest child in a family of five was to always, you know, help mom take care of the things, be with my siblings. I had chores. I had responsibilities. I, you know, was responsible to get good grades in school. I was responsible to be a good, you know, student, a good child, you know, good person, you know, went to church. So there was all of these things that are not negative. You know, I'm not saying that they're negative, but the pressure that I put on myself with how I felt about it, how I perceived everything, was enormous. And in that, I felt like I could never measure up. And so I put this on my shoulders and I carried it around like a heavy load, and I needed to let go of it. I actually, when I went through my own healing through it all, because again, it didn't just end with my binge eating and my diet yo-yos. It actually started to increase into anxiety and panic attacks. So it became so huge that I had to sit down and deal with it. And yes, I did seek out therapy maybe a little later, because I actually suffered on my own for many years, but I thankfully was able to overcome and see through what was holding me back and how I needed to heal myself. And I can't tell you how much that's changed my life. And the first step is simply that, is looking at the habit as, I don't want to beat myself up anymore that I have this habit. I want to look at the fact that that's my internal hug. I'm looking at taking care, my body's looking at how can I take care of her or him right now. And this is how I was taking care of myself in that moment. Because obviously I wasn't eating enough calories. My body would say, she needs to live. Let's go, you know, push her into the kitchen and have her open up the fridge and just eat whatever, because then we'll know, you know, we're going to be able to continue life. And so that was that, but I wasn't dealing with the problem. So the problem kept getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And then yet I would pile up more of the pain with these bad habits. And instead of judgment, I started to look at it in love, and I started to understand it was me needing to be cared for. So if you have that habit, looking at it, that it's not there to break you down. It is not there that you need to, you know, tell yourself negative stories about yourself or believe negative stories about yourself. But it's more about, what am I missing out on in terms of caring for myself, loving for myself? Where is that pain coming from? Where is that discomfort coming from? And how can I go back and heal it so it doesn't keep coming back and bite me in the ass? Literally, right? It just seriously keeps doing that. So until we go back and heal it, take care of it, understand it, and look at it, just shine a light on it. Again, with therapy or on your own, if you think this is something you can work on, great. It's shining a light on this issue, and it's diving deeper into it. Not just looking at it and saying, gee, that's kind of ugly. It's actually
What brings that up? What were the feelings? What were the emotions? If I was a child, how can I understand myself at that age, whatever age I was? If it was in my adult life, how did I feel at that stage in my life? And what did that do to me in terms of how I'm affected by that now? So that pain is not there. That habit is not there to tell you you're weak. It's to tell you you're a survivor. And that, my friend, is amazing. And that's why that bad habit must be flipped around and looked at that you are surviving. And that means you're human and you have this knee-jerk reaction habit because you need to pay attention to what that wound is, because that wound must be healed. Just like if you leave a wound on your body and you never worry about healing and it keeps getting worse and worse and worse, what's going to happen? Well, obviously, you're going to have to go to the doctors, the hospital. You're going to have problems that are much deeper than a small wound on your body. The same is happening as you continue to push that away and repeat these patterns that are not helping you. And this, my friend, can change. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how long you've been dealing with this. It just matters that you finally pay attention and you go get the help, or you start the practices that are going to help you unearth these problems and overturn the habits that aren't helping you. Because if they're not helping you, then once you shift it, all of a sudden now you're making better choices and now you're in control. And now you keep giving yourself the hug in a positive direction. I hope this was valuable. I hope you took something away from today's episode. And if you want to share anything or you want to reach out, again, you can reach us at our website at www.thesuperstar.com, all one word, all lowercase, and type that in. You can contact us. You can read more about some good topics, blog. We have recipes and just tons of information there. So have at it. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your day or night, but look at these areas because they're there for a reason. They're triggers. They are signs or signals for you to pay attention. Please stop thinking that it's not important enough, you're not important enough. When will it be important enough? How long will you keep struggling with this, and how deep do you want those to affect you? Mine, again, started with just some diets and binge eating. That was okay. I could have dealt with it back then until it was a full-blown anxiety, panic attacks. I couldn't leave my house problem, and I had no other option but to deal with it. Don't let yourself get to that point. And if you are at that point, please seek out therapy. Please seek out professional help. Reach out if you want any questions or you need any referrals or help on that. And we're more than happy to send that over to you. Have a beautiful rest of your day or night. And I value you and the time that you're taking to take care of you.